اهلا ومرحبا فيكم في سالفه جديده من بودكاست مالكم بالقصيره. Today is a special episode. It will be in English because I have a guest, an honorable guest.
Sorry guys, I don't speak any Arabic. Mafi Arabi, mafi mafi. Hey everyone, I'm Yuzi.
Okay, so given the situation we are in, which is that I have an honorable guest again, which is, by the way, thank you so much for coming on to my podcast.
Well, after you asked me like 110 times, like I couldn't say no. That was getting kind of embarrassing. I had to just, you know,
Okay. I'll take it. By the way, I'm not going to lie to you, Yuzi. The primary reason why I wanted to do this with you is because
you're going to call me out.
I wanted a reason to like, speak in English.
Oh, to show people that you can speak in English.
I want people to go to the comments. I want people to go to the comments and say, wow, your English is really, really good. How did you learn? Wow, your English.
Who said that? Good for who? When I first met, English was crazy, and now it's much better. I feel like it's me.
No, it's not. It's because I'm an intellectual who gets better by age, and every year I try to expand my vocabulary. But you see, do you think I should like name the episode like in English, like because this is English?
No,
like,
I think still put the episode like, in Arabic.
I'm international now. Like this is international.
I don't think so. I think international would mean like I don't know breaking ground.
No, by the way, imagine one time, I'm not gonna lie, there was this girl, something like she's a Saudi influencer, and something did happen to her that went kind of, you know, to the ajnabi social media, or in the sense that like they did like cover her. Like that thing that happened to her. Anyway, so I'm going to give her that. And then she went on to somewhere, I don't know, Snapchat, TikTok. And then she was like, hi guys. So yeah, that was me in the video and full blown in English. She was like giving, hi guys.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And all the comments. And then I'm not going to lie. Valid, because I would do the same. Like,
and you would do a two for a check.
Yes, I did that. You would do two for a check.
You would do two for a check. Why would you not? If you got new followers. I would.
And the comments are all like, oh, she's trying to talk in English now that like she thinks she's international. That's all the comments were. Yeah. I see both sides.
What I'm trying to say was, in this context of like you and I filming this like podcast, whatever, it doesn't make sense for you to speak in Arabic because then you might as well just do an episode by yourself. Like, no one. This is a me and you. Like, how am I supposed to talk to you in Arabic? I know nothing, guys.
But what I'm saying is, I'll make it English because then, like, it's gonna be picked up. But I think in use, maybe.
Oh my god, do you really think so? Well, if you make it and you make it.
The shade room.
Oh no, please, don't put me in. No, please. No, please, don't put me in the shade room. Please.
But today we're gonna talk about hobbies, which is obviously something we can talk a lot about. Since we have a lot of hobbies.
Do we really?
We decided we're going to talk about them.
100%.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to ask you. Let me ask you first. So what are your hobbies? Nothing? Oh, okay. Mine are,
What are my hobbies? That's so rude. You don't set us up with this one because I want to hear your hobbies because I know for a fact I don't have any. So let's see what your hobbies are.
Okay, my first ever hobby was like, I think, I don't know. What was it? Probably gymnastics. By the way, I was in my bag.
Have you ever watched, is it Make It or Break It? I don't know what it was. It was this show and it's about these girls, they were gymnastics and so
no.
She was out here cartwheeling.
I know Bring It On.
Bring It On is cheerleading.
No, yeah. That's the only one I remember. By the way, speaking of cartwheeling, wallah, I let me tell you the story because it is iconic in my household. It has went platinum.
Okay.
Numerous times. Imagine, like, when we were young, there was this play, and my talent was, or my contribution to the play, was at some point, I would, oh, sorry, at the final song, I would show up, do two cartwheels, and then I would, like,
bow? I think so.
Yeah, okay, so I bowed. I don't know. Anyway, I said hi to the audience. And then I did two cartwheels and went about my day. And my dad was in the audience and he was so proud. To this day, he says, like, he jumped twice or he did a cartwheel twice. He greeted the audience and then he cartwheeled out of there. But by the way, no, I was really, really, really into it. But I'm not gonna lie, all my hobbies I think were
maybe sporty,
me copying other people. Who, you?
Maybe all sporty. I said maybe all your hobbies were sports, innit?
Because you know. No, I was just copying people.
You just didn't even do it. Because you, so you was out here doing cartwheels, what? For vibes?
Yeah, yeah, because I saw, like, my older cousin. No, my older cousin was into gymnastics. So I was like, yeah, I guess I'll get into gymnastics as well. Yeah.
Let me tell you my first hobby. Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh, you have one. Okay.
Don't. That's so rude. Of course I have one. No, I'm out kidding. Here listing yours. When I was a child, I dead ass thought I was going to be the next Beyonce. Like, I don't think you guys understand. Like, my dream of mine, like, I thought... Like, I saw Beyonce do, is it Baby Boy with, like, Sean Paul, like, when I was young. And when she did the uh-ohs, I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. That, whatever she's doing,
no,
that's what I want to do. I was like, that is who I want to be in my future self. Like, my future Yuzi, I need to get on to that, like, ASAP. I think I would, I was that person that would make all my cousins, like, when they came over, sit down. Let me show you guys, I used to do uh-ohs. Because, like, our parents took us, like, back home, like, to Somalia. Guys, I'm from Somalia, period. Shout out to Somalia. And then basically...
Represent.
We went back home to Somalia. And I don't know what dad did yet, but somehow we got, like, MTV. It was iconic. So all my cousins are older than me. I'm not the youngest. Everyone's out here listening to Baby Boy Stay On My Mind. I said, death is staying on my mind. Like, let me go back to London, sat all these weirdos down. I was like, look at me as I shake as uh-oh. What was your, tell me your second hobby. Was it all like sporty?
No. My second one was, I think, something about, no, it was drawing. It was like artsy fartsy vibes. Yeah, you think I'm lying, but that's the truth. Basically, I had this friend who was a artist. Like, I think it was giving genetics or something, because even his parents were, like, good in that area, in that department. And I kind of got I don't know if I got jealous, or let's call it inspired.
Yes.
One time, my eldest brother came into my room, and he was like, he saw that I was, like, drawing, and for some reason, I can't forget this. He gave me this lecture about, like, oh, I know that, like, you're trying to find a hobby now.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I was your age. No, it wasn't sweet. It was, like, WTF. Like, I was like, okay. And then he was like, no, it was actually, I don't know. His intentions were
adorable.
Yeah, and then he was like, okay, me too. I wanted to become an artist.
He said,
I left that.
To do what?
No, but then he was like, I don't know, it's something else. And then he was like, and I think the same will happen to you.
Did he lie?
He didn't. That's the game.
He did not lie. What is your hobby now? Because when you asked me to do this podcast and you said we're going to talk about hobbies, I thought, yeah, he set me up. He just wants me to listen to him. Yappy, yappy, yappa.
No, because my hobbies are filming a podcast. You said it best.
100%. But you know, I'm going to take up.
No, I'm kidding. My hobbies now, the thing is, I actually, by the way, don't have a hobby, which is why I was weirded out when you were like, oh, I don't have a hobby. What are we going to talk about? I don't know.
But don't you feel like, why do we feel embarrassed to say that going on TikTok, shopping, getting iced coffee, literally getting a matcha, watching new TV shows on YouTube is not a hobby? Like, that's my hobby.
It isn't.
It is a hobby.
Because it isn't.
It is a hobby.
I don't think so. By the way, there was this trend going on, like, at school. I think, like, at the beginning, I don't know if it's, at some point, they would ask, like, what your hobbies are. And people would full on say, oh, traveling. And they didn't mean traveling in the sense they would travel and birdwatch, or like they would travel and climb mountains or get cultured. No, you know, they travel and just like, I'm assuming, like, what is traveling? It can't be a hobby.
No, I was going to say,
can it? I think it can.
I think let me just get up the definition of a bloody hobby. Like, what is even a hobby? A hobby is...
But I don't think traveling... Yeah.
It's a regular activity that is done for enjoyment. So if you regularly travel, that is a hobby. Regularly, like, go get ice matcha, a matcha, like, that is a hobby as well. Like, why should I feel guilty?
No.
I'm not guilty. Like, I feel like something you do for fun, so like skincare. can be a hobby. I feel like skincare is like a hobby. Like,
no.
Shopping is a hobby. No. No, it is for me. Who said, why do I have to fit your definition? It's my definition. It's a hobby for buds.
Sorry, I don't speak Arabic. Sorry, I'm not.
Sorry, I'm not good enough for your dad. Sorry, I don't speak Arabic. Sorry, I don't know Islam. That's me. Sorry, like, what do you want from me? Like, it's my hobby.
No, I'm just saying that I would think hobby is something more beneficial. Like, I mean, if shopping is a hobby, by all means, relax. If it makes anything, me happy. I want shopping to be a hobby.
Yeah, it makes me happy. Before my birthday, I wanted to take up a hobby. Like, to be honest, like, I've been telling you this, isn't it? So I decided after before even watching Challenge or Challengers, I don't know what it's called, the movie with Zendaya. I decided beforehand. Oh. I told you, I was like, I'm going to take up tennis. Because it's just round my corner.
No.
So I did, you ugly liar. I bloody
no,
did.
No, sorry. I'm saying no. I thought when you said Challengers, just like when you spoke to me earlier, when you said Challengers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? You said you need to watch Challengers.
I already watched Challengers.
That's what you told me. You need to watch Challengers.
Did I not tell you that I've watched Challengers?
You did. Oh my God.
So what are we talking about now? I'm so confused.
I'm telling you.
It's the girl.
Before we spoke... Before we hopped on the call, you said you need to watch Challengers so that I can talk to you about it.
Oh, you need to watch. Why did I say I need to watch? Why did I say you?
Yeah.
Confuse me a little bit. Do you get what I mean?
Okay.
This is the English for me.
So you said
you
that.
You need to watch. Yeah, I did say you need to watch it. But what
you don't know what came to my mind. I thought you meant the challenge. Do you know the challenge on Netflix?
I don't know.
No? It's a show about like having, I think, 100 people that compete in like physical activities, and there's only one winner.
You damn well knew.
I was like,
I ain't talking about that. As
exactly. I was like, no, I don't want to watch it. No, thank you.
No, I meant the other one was Zendaya and the two guys. Anyway, well, I don't want to give any spoilers, but it's a really good movie. Go check it out. And then basically, I have now decided I'm going to take up tennis, and I know it's hard, and people keep saying do badminton instead, but. Haters, I'm gonna do it.
Me when I don't have a personality.
Me when I don't have exactly you in it. I know it. Like we've been saying this. Like it's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. But no, seriously, I'm gonna take up tennis, and I will let you know. I will let you guys know. Bye.
Did you watch the Serena Williams King Richard movie?
No, you just want to be intellectual. Oh
wow.
My god!
Wow!
Did you watch?
Wow!
Did you watch the documentary about the birds? Like, what's it like? Did you get the guy? Did you get the job? Did you get the? What's the point?
It's a Will Smith movie.
Yeah, why would I watch that? I don't like Will Smith. I really don't.
Because it's about a black queen. You're obviously not an ally.
I'm an ally. No, but seriously, you just told them I'm black.
It's about Serena Williams. Because you said from Somalia. You said you're from Somalia.
Why are you next thing you're going to say my address? I know you. You just trying to give me away. No. So respectfully, as much as I do love Serena Williams and Venus, like they are an icon, they are a legend, they are the moment.
No.
I do, obviously, like she made, like just in general, like tennis looks hard. Like when she goes, oh, I get, I'm like, yeah, Babby. But no, I haven't watched it.
No, you know what?
Have you?
Yeah. Of course.
Wow. Interesting.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding about the enthusiasm, but I'm serious about me watching it.
You must have been really bored.
To be honest. Yeah, honestly.
I think so.
Honestly. But it was good, surprisingly, because I feel like I wouldn't like those type of movies. Although, again, I really like movies about like a real life person and a real life circumstance. Anyway, not to drift off too much. Tennis. I want to watch Challengers. And then tennis. You know, in the living room, sometimes my dad watches tennis.
Aww.
And then lately, yeah. And during the US Open or Wimbledon something, he was trying to teach me about the rules.
What are the rules? I'm so sorry.
You tell me. Miss Tennis?
No, because what the hell do I know? I know badminton. Like, I can tell you about badminton. Like, we've always played badminton in school, and I've, like, done it. Like, that's easy. Like, every Tom, Dick, and Harry can literally do that. But tennis, I think, like, maybe you cut.
No, he was telling me about, you know, the deuce, and then, like, the. What's it called when you guys have the same thing? Deuce, advance.
Yeah, you know, you just want to flex.
Anyway, how to score. But. I know that previously from Mario Tennis, which you shit on, and you do say, oh, how, why are you playing Mario?
It's 2024.
I play Mario to this day.
It's actually 2024. To this day. It's actually 2024. I just want to put that into context.
Okay, and?
And you're just out here playing Mario.
Okay, like... and? By the way, and when I post Mario stuff on my Instagram story, the people ask me.
Skeena, what's going on? I was going to say, I shit on it. I do. I'm the number one hater. I'm always asking you, how are you playing this in the 21st century? Like, as a society, we all have, like, moved on. I know people are going to come for me for that, but I'm sorry. It is what it is.
Anyway, so challengers. I literally thought you were going to say the challengers about the physical activity. And therefore, I thought you were going to say, oh, you're going to get into, what's it called? Like weightlifting and becoming like a muscular baddie. I was like,
who said I was muscular? Who said I was muscular? And I was like, why are you saying that?
You're giving away too much.
I got a 6-pack. I do. An 8-pack, actually. No, I'm sorry. Like, I'm what did you say yesterday? I'm just a fairy. I'm just, she's a little fairy. That is me. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, you want me out here to be lifting? I wish.
You're Princess Nokia.
Literally, I am literally what she describes. You, my sweet girl, little voice.
I hate, by the way, weightlifting. Speaking of hobbies, I don't like weightlifting. I did it for a while, by the way. No, but I actually did some weightlifting and it's boring.
No, but when I see girlies do it, like, they look like actual baddies. Like, I used to go gym, but actually, I'm going to get back onto the gym. Thanks for reminding me, because summer is around the corner. But, like, when I do my little cute tough 330, girlies are out here doing up. Like, and I'm jealous, like, I wish that could be me, but I'm just a little fairy. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I did go Pilates one day, I just sweated too much. Like, it was a bit, I think that is a purpose. And I stopped reformers, and instead I like cycling. Oh, cycling. I loved Soul Cycle. You can't even lie about that, Demi.
I've never went.
You knew I liked it.
I've never been.
You knew I liked it. I that was
you
a
ate with that little Demi.
Oh,
you ate.
I did. I really did. I don't know. I never call you Demi. It's so weird. But no, you know I did, Demi. You know I did.
Oh my God, stop it. You're just like, you know I did. And like, there's a pause to think. Anyway, what was I going to say? Yeah, the Soul Cycle, I remember you did tell me about it. But I've never went.
You need to get on your
Zoom. I went to Pilates.
I hate it.
I went to boxing, co-box. Like, co-box was my thing. I had the co-box glove.
You give me that vibe.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. Because, like, I don't know. I see Bella Hadid doing
it. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's not. It looks good too. A little bit. Frustrations.
What did she say? What did she say? I forgot.
I love Bella Hadid. But yeah, let's continue. I love her.
Thank you.
You're not Bella. I'm so sorry, Bella. If you ever hear this, I'm so sorry. Why are you doing that to my queen? Don't do that to her. But yeah, as we digress.
There's literally not a difference. It's just the eye color. But anyway, what I like to do as like now to get like active is run, jog, walk. That's my couple.
No, but what is it with everyone and bloody marathons and bloody running? Everyone started doing up like marathons and running. Like, I'm gonna run. Like, that's it. You want me to run? Okay, I will.
That's what? That's you saying that for real?
No, well, you know, I've been thinking about it, but then I told my friend. I told my friend, yeah.
Because I know you're not going to run a marathon. By the way, like,
I've always
I was speaking to someone who actually does run marathons. Like, for real.
Babbage.
Like, he's in a
group. Sorry.
Anyway, and he runs marathons. And the other day he was showing me his phone, the, like, tracker to show me how long he was running. And he ran for 3 hours.
Where? In this heat?
That, yeah, I think in the evening, he said. In the evening, he did it. And it was, what was it called? Training. He was just training for the marathon.
That's...
Yeah.
You know, like, if it ever happened...
He was like, yeah, if I...
If, like, an apocalypse happened, I'd be the first one to go. Because you've got people out here running for 3 hours. I could barely run for the bus. Like, you know what I'm saying? Astaghfirullah. No, I'm sorry. Like, I'm finished. You are the weakest link. I'd be gone. You know,
that's why you need to go on your Zoom. Get on your not Challenger Zendaya, but Challengers the Challenge.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm so sorry.
You need to watch one episode just for context because
what they do
is crazy. Like they hang on to like stuff from the ceiling.
I know.
And wait for the last one to drop. I've seen that.
It because I think when they keep up with the Kardashians episode and it was like the Jenners versus the Kardashians and it was like Kourtney did, is it stuff like that? Like where you have to do like secretary name.
I think it's more intense.
Yeah, I don't, that looked hard. You really want me to out here, like, pass out? Like, I'm barely walking as it is, literally. I'm, like, fainting. I'm like, I'm going to faint. No, guys, I do walk. I do hit my, like, honestly, I hit every day. Like, I do either 15 or 20K steps.
But by the way, they do say for, like, weight loss, best thing is, like, 100 steps.
100K?
10,000 steps. Not 100.
I know they do. And 10, to even, 000, like, yeah. They say to just keep lean and stuff and just to keep, like, do you know what I mean? They say do about, like, 10,000 steps. Like, I, you know how far uni is? Yeah,
you walk to uni? No,
no, but like by the time I get to the train station, that's already 5k. By the time I literally run for the bus, that's another 2k. Like, I swear to God, it's just like out here.
Oh yeah. Can't be me, thank God for skrr.
I'm gonna get my license. Look at you. You're evil.
Who, look who invented you.
I don't know that song.
You do?
I don't know that song.
You do? You love
what
it.
What song is it?
Look at you. Look who invented you. Something like that. Oh my God, that's... Gucci tennis shoes running from
you. Yeah, but I think you said it so wrong.
I'm trying... You say I'm trying to sing just so I can get my record deal, so don't worry about that. I'm like trying
who
to
sings
find,
that song?
Like,
this, who sings that like... song? Who?
It's me.
But who sings that song?
Are you for real?
No, but who,
or is this
no, but who actually sings that song?
Ariana.
Let's keep it that way.
It's a setup.
Look at you.
There was a setup.
For... I invented you. Of course I know Ariana.
Yes. Half up, half down. No, what was I going to say? No, for real. Why did I even mention the song?
No, because you said you skirt, skirt. Sorry, I was just talking about I hit the 10K step.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was skirt, skirt. I can't relate. But I'm not going to lie. Like, if the weather was better, I would want to walk. Like, now they did put bus stops, da-da-da-da-da stuff. But who's going to walk to the bus stop in this heat? No one. Especially, like, after 7 a.m. Yuzi, thank you so much for joining me. This has actually been so much fun.
Has it?
Okay.
Period, guys. Like,
but you weren't.
I weren't. Like, you're being honest. No, honestly, thank you so much for having me. Like, this was actually my first ever time.
If I get, oh yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Give her that blessing. That
did, like, I do good?
Grace. That's this is.
Did I?
This is her first time, ever on a podcast, and it's with me. So I'm really honored, and this is monumental.
Because people ask me, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I get asked all the time, but I said. No. Thank you
what
so much, everyone,
say?
Though. Thank you so much for having me.
If I get as little as a one review talking about, oh, get her off my TV.
No, get me off your TV.
We don't understand her. I'm shutting the production down.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I do think I do speak a bit fast, innit? Like, what's her name again? Adele. That's my twin.
To the curtain.
But you know, I could understand her. Could you understand her?
I can. But I think not from the first time. I think, like... When I heard it, like, twice, thrice.
I just thought I can do this.
Then I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, thrice. You said flex on my English.
This is the English I'm trying. I'm trying to show. I just, I did this whole episode just to fish for compliments. You don't understand.
I know you did that. I know it wasn't because you wanted me to be on there. You just wanted the chance to flex with your English. I knew it.
No.
Don't worry, I'm going to learn Arabic.
Oh. You do know Arabic. You know Shway Shwaya?
Shway Shwaya Arabic.
Okay, oh my God. This is literally a whole other episode. Thank you so much again. It has been a pleasure. Hope to see you soon.